Hi, this is Dana Kurtz, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Venue was Austin, Texas. The album is called Live in Austin, Texas. John Mayall and the Blues Breakers opening up The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe. It's going to take some time to get used to saying that. It's funny because around about this time last year, I was finishing my time with BFBS and then starting with REM FM, and it took me at least 2 or 3 months through May and June of last year to get into the habit of saying REM FM instead of saying BFBS Radio 2. And now it's changed again. REM FM have been rebadged and they're now called Talk Radio Europe, with, of course, added music, which is where I come in, I guess. Anyway, welcome to the programme. Whether you're listening to Talk Radio Europe, or whether you're listening to Skybird Radio, or whether you're listening as an MP3 file, welcome to the programme. Some sad news this week. It broke on on March the 4th of this week. John Cephas passed away. For me, listening to blues when I was growing up in the 1960s, it was all Chicago, sort of urban blues, really, because most of the music that was being played was for dancing, and it was electric blues. And so for me, the bands in the Northeast that played blues, which is almost everybody, played mostly sort of Chicago-type blues. But it was only later that I discovered country blues, and I did love it so much. And really, the four people probably I discovered first of all were John Cephas and Phil Wiggins. Cephas and Wiggins have been playing all of this time, and still, actually, he picked up an award last week from the Library of Virginia 2009 African American Trailblazers Award. He died of natural causes on the 4th of March, which is only a couple of days ago. And so to commemorate a great life and some wonderful music, John Henry with John Cephas and Phil Wiggins, taken from their album called Richmond Blues, which came out a couple of years ago.
Caving in. John Henry said, Oh, Captain, yes, just my hammer-sucking wind. Just my hammer-sucking wind. Now John Henry had a little wife. Her name was Polly Ann. Now John got sick, Lord, he could not get well. Oh, Polly drove steel like a man. Oh, Polly drove steel like a man. Now they took John Henry to the graveyard, buried him 6 feet in the sand. Every time a locomotive passed by, there's a steel-driving man. And there lies a steel-driving man. Now there lies a steel-driving man. There lies a steel-driving man.
Piedmont Blues, John Henry, and from John Cephas and Phil Wiggins there from the album called Richmond Blues. As I mentioned, I started off with urban blues, but when I discovered country blues, mainly Piedmont Blues, back in the 1960s, I was listening then to people like Blind Lemon Jefferson and Reverend Gary Davis and so on, Tampa Red. And it was only about, the 70s, really, I then discovered Cephas and Wiggins, because they came together, I guess, about 30 years ago, I think, and they've been together for, as I say, over 30 years, making some great music, and he passed in peaceful natural causes a couple of days ago at the age of 78. Okay, next on The Raven and the Blues, we move now to an email which came in from Spain and saying nice things about the programme, and also mentioning a track I played a couple of weeks ago from Connie Lush, which was the track Love Me Like a Man, and also rating Christine Collister's version. Now, it's a bit close to play Christine Collister's version so close to Connie Lush's from a couple of weeks ago, but she has got a great, great voice. And that's Chris Ring of Costa Tropical in Spain. And so what we'll do is play something from Christine Collister and a little bit more recently too, an album which came out a couple of years ago, recorded live at the Fareham Arts Centre in 2005. And here she is with a track she wrote with Nigel Watson called Kicking in My Stall.
Stories I could recite every line. You and your sad little glories can't save stitches in time. You can't pretend that you're lonely. Well, go stick your head in the sand. I've heard more sense from a two-headed pony. Call yourself a man. I don't want you when you're creeping.
I don't want you, baby.
I don't want you when you crawl.
I don't want you, baby.
Like some creature you've been keeping. I'm kicking in my store. Tell me now, where do you learn out from dealing? Stop telling me what I can think, what I'm feeling. You can't even see. I don't want you when you're creeping.
I don't want you, baby.
I don't want you when you're crawling.
I don't want you, baby.
Like some creature you've been keeping. I'm kicking in my stall. I kick the hinges off the stable door, honey. I'm out of here. I kicked you clear and free. Some creature you've been keeping. I'm kicking in my skull. Thank you very much.
Nice stuff indeed. The band are Dave Kelly and the League of Gentlemen. The band is Dave Kelly and the Travelling Gentlemen, and featuring on vocals there Christine Collister, and a great album which came out a couple of years ago, recorded in Hampshire, live in Hampshire, and that's called Kicking in My Stall. The Raven and the Blues had a couple of nice emails came in after I played Jebnoy Nichols a couple of weeks ago. One from Terry in Queensland, Australia, saying nice things and how he liked the voice of Jebnoy Nichols and he hadn't heard much about him before. I haven't played much on the show because he's not really a blues man, but he does come up with some lovely material occasionally. His new album is a good one, Parish Bar. And also from Susie in Wisconsin. Thank you, Susie, for your kind words too. And you like Jebnoy Nichols as well. And so let's go back to the album. As I say, it's not really a blues album. It's a mixture of different types of genres. But there are some great tracks on it, and which I've featured one so far. Here's another, which is from Jebnoy Nichols, and it's called Too Much and Not Enough.
You said yours, now I'll say mine. I'll tell you how it's got to be. Hang up the phone, leave me alone. There's a mighty ocean between you and me. And like the waves, they keep on rolling. And like every grain of sand, this love we got is just not enough. There's too much I don't understand. It's too much,
too much,
not enough.
Yeah,
it's too much,
too much,
not enough.
Yeah.
Too much,
not enough.
Yeah, it's
too much,
it's not enough.
Yeah,
you know we take out a loan to keep up with the Joneses, so we can fill up our home. A new car, new phone, a new TV. Tell her there's no room left.
Yeah,
there's always something new, something better, improved, updated, and refined. Despite my pleas of money and worries, it's easy to sign on a dotted line. It's
too much,
not enough.
Yeah,
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 like a cheer when a ear wind blows, like money in your hand or where it goes. This whole world got me so confused till I don't what I'm gonna do. It's
too much,
it's not enough.
Yeah,
it's
too much,
not enough.
Yeah,
it's
too much,
it's not enough.
Yeah,
it's
too much,
not enough.
Yeah,
it's too
much,
not enough.
Yeah,
it's
too much,
not enough.
Yeah,
too
much,
not enough.
Yeah,
it's too
much,
not enough.
Yeah,
it's too much, not enough.
The album is brand new, came out about a month or so ago or thereabouts. It's from Jebnoy Nichols and it's called Parish Bar, and there's a track called Too Much and Not Enough. Hope you enjoyed that. If you did, drop me an email, dave@raven.dj. And whilst we're talking about emails and websites and stuff, don't forget the website raven.dj/R&B gets you to the main Raven and Blues page and a chance to hear all the old shows going back some 3-4 years now, and also a chance to follow links to all the artists, including to Jebnoy Nichols himself. Okay, it's funny, there's a theory which was given to me by an old friend many, many years ago called the Mondeo Theory, and it's based around the fact that sometimes you just don't see things or things don't seem to appear, and the Mondeo Theory came from when the first Ford Mondeo came out here in the UK, and you didn't see them really. I mean, I was looking for these new Mondeos, which were all the rage, and never saw them. And then one day you see your first Mondeo, and then thereafter all you see is Mondeos, you know, every half an hour basically. And it's the same principle with lots of other things in life. In an ideal world, in a perfect world, we'd have been setting off round about this weekend to head off to Texas for South by Southwest in a couple of weeks' time, and also to the Hill Country in the hills behind San Antonio and Bernie. But sadly, that's not to be. Another year, perhaps, but this year, definitely not. And so, therefore, it's with a lot of sadness, therefore, I thought, oh, I'm not going to Texas. And everything, almost everything, in this last couple of weeks has been Texas-related. So here's an album which has just come in the last couple of weeks to the home of the blues. And it's from the Hill Country in the hills behind San Antonio, from a couple of brothers called the Mackay Brothers. Their album came out a couple of years ago. Summing up Texas really is cold beers and hot tamales. And here they are with a track called Lock and Key.
Side street looking for a girl I knew. Ever not the same thing, living out a daydream. Watch it as it all comes true. The bar life's got me in the lock and key. Night I'm awake, in the day I sleep. I can't complain about the hours I keep. Mama, she just shakes her head. Cause I'm living this life instead. Could have been a roughneck working on a big rig, laying pipe and throwing chain. Sweating in the hot sun, listening to the mud pump, up and then it pour down rain. I worked on a horse till I was 16, traded that in for the music scene. Now I'm living in a crazy dream. Mama, she just shakes her head, cause I'm living this life. Shakes her head, cause I'm living this life instead. And the bar life's got me in the lock and key. At night I'm awake, in the day I sleep. I can't complain about the hours I keep. Mama, she just shakes her head, cause I'm living this life instead.
Country blues from the Hill Country of Texas, where in a perfect world I would have been in about 5 days' time, but it's not a perfect world. That's the band making their debut on the show, called the Mackay Brothers, or could be the Mackay Brothers, depending on how you pronounce it. The album, which came out a couple of years ago, called Cold Beer and Hot Tamales, which sounds rather good, a Texas tradition, and that's Bandera, or Hill Country blues music, really, from Bandera, Texas. Good stuff indeed. Okay, let's leap now from this USA across to Europe and Northern Europe and into Scandinavia now, and Sweden, and somebody we featured before on the show. I haven't featured him for a while, though. His name is LR Phoenix. Now, if my memory serves me correct, he actually is an American living in Sweden, I think. I must check it up while we play a track. It's a new album, and this time he's got somebody with him on drums, Mr. Mo Hell. So Leighton Phoenix, LR Phoenix, and Mr. Mo Hell, title track of their new album. This is called Wrecked.
Yeah.
stuff. All the tracks on the album are written by Leighton himself and together with Mr. Mohel. I only wish I'd gone to the webpage before I started talking to you. Basically, he's not from Sweden, he's from Finland. I still couldn't work out whether actually he's an American living in Finland. My memory, I'm sure, the trouble is, as you get older, your memory plays you false, but I'm certain that actually Leighton is an American living in Finland. But either way, we'll find out more probably, and he'd probably email me and let me know where I've gone terribly wrong. But you can find links to him on the Raven and the Blues page. The Raven and the Blues, we go to another live album now, this time which came out some 5 years ago, back in 2004. It's live at BB King's, and it's the band who I love called Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers, and here they are with Love and Money.
Shame and it's a sin. Well, I look for love, honey, it's a shame, it's a sin. I knocked off on every door, but it was the blues that let me in. Come on, honey, roll your money making out.
Great harmonica playing there from Ron Piazza, of course, as always, and the Mighty Flyers. BB King's is the venue from 4 or 5 years ago, and that's called Love and Money. One of the other things I do, sadly, doing a programme like this for The Raven and the Blues is not exactly what you would call a money-making venture. I do get money from donations. Actually, having mentioned that, let's have a mention of a donation, and that is Fred Kondo in San Francisco gave a donation this week. Thank you so much, Fred. It keeps the programme going. But basically, it's not something I do or I can make a living out of, but so I do other things too, including examining boats and ensuring they're safe, basically. It's called the Boat Safety Scheme here in the UK. It's one of the things I do. You get to go on some lovely boats and meet some nice people. And I was doing a boat earlier on this week with a guy called Michael Jones, who not only is a boat owner, but also loves the blues. And we were talking about some of the blues artists that are coming through in the present day, and he was just saying how excited he'd been by this gentleman, Seasick Steve. And here he is with the album Cheap and Sorry, Mr. Jesus.
I'm not afraid.
Not quite sure how he's seen back in the USA, which is his home country, but here in the UK, he's huge. Even more so, and even nicer, as I was saying, when Michael and I were talking on his lovely boat Portfolio at Penthouse Marina last Thursday. Even nicer is the fact that actually he's playing young festivals, and young kids are seeing him and rating him and loving the blues. And so, whereas before they may have gone, oh, not the blues, no, an old farts music kind of thing. And once they see Six Steve on stage, they then get so excited about the whole thing, they then start looking into the history of the blues and other people like him. So he's really doing good business here in the UK. A festival man especially, but his new album is also out and doing rather well. C6 Steve and Sorry Mr. Jesus. Okay, where do we go now? Harmonica playing still. Let's move now from UK with an American into Germany now. Braunschweig in Germany and the gentleman called Dr. Harmonica off the album which is called Dedicated to the Blues. Here he is with One Man Big Time Band.
As I was walking along, I saw a man on a corner singing a song, playing the guitar that he made swing to a crowd of people that would listen to him sing. Even policemen tapped their feet to the man on the corner with the hoochie-coochie beat. And in his open case, there was this sign. It said it's true that music can't cure your ills, but even musicians must pay the bills. So while the music soothes your mind, a small donation would be very kind. A wandering minstrel wishes to say, have much joy, have a very fine day. Yeah, 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 yeah. He had a big hat on and fancy shoes, and all day long he did the hoochie-coochie blues. Play his guitar on any corner in the land, to one man big-time super blues band. A big hat and fancy shoes, all day long he played the hoochie-coochie blues. Play his guitar in a corner in the land. He's a one-man big-time super blues band. One-man big-time band. Say there, mister, I've seen you watching the show. How about buying a CD? Is it good? Well, of course it's good. That there's me. What? You don't have any money? Well, that's not funny, but looky here, I got this cheap cassette. Oh, your wife has all your money, well, where's she at? Well, I'll be here later. Yeah, I'll be here if it don't rain. If the police don't come, I'll be here. Now, when he finished playing that hoochie-coochie-coo, he looked at all the people and told them what to do. You folks in the back, you can join the show. Take a little money now and give it a throw. Thank you very much, Miss Fong, your donation. I'd like to say you have been my inspiration. Why don't you stick around and meet me after the show? And we'll go out for coffee, maybe have a few beers. I'll tell you some stories that you'd like to hear. My life has been such an interesting one. I'll tell you about the crazy things that I've done. I got this hat and these fancy shoes, and all day long I play the hoochie-coochie blues. Play my guitar on every corner in the land. I'm a one-man big-time super blues band. One-man big-time band. Even musicians must pay the bills. So while the music soothes your mind, a small donation would be very kind. A wandering minstrel wishes to say, have much joy, have a very fine day. Yeah, 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 yeah. He had a big hat on and fancy shoes, and all day long he did the hoochie-coochie blues. Played his guitar on any corner in the land. He's a one man big-time super blues band. A big hat, he had fancy shoes. All day long he did the hoochie-coochie blues. Play his guitar on any corner in the land. He's a one-man big-time super blues band. One-man big-time band. Hello, mister, you're back again. Look here, we don't give any refunds. Once you buy it, it stays bought. Oh, you like it? Well, that's another story. Do I play at parties? Why, sure, I'll play anywhere. You got it, and I'll be there. Lay my guitar in any corner in the land, 'cause I'm a one-man, big-time super.
Yeah, kind of opposite, which should be played immediately after C6 Steve, the one-man, big-time super blues band, and that's Lance Wakely, his full name, or his real name, otherwise on stage as Dr. Harmonica. I think he lives in Wolfenbüttel in Germany, a place I remember well from my happy 3 years there in the late 70s, early 80s. The album recorded in Braunschweig back 7 or 8 years ago, and it's called Dedicated to the Blues. This is The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and also, of course, as an MP3 file. There is a talk of another couple of stations coming on board very soon, which would be nice, but we can't give too much away at this stage, but hopefully I'll be heard in some other parts of the world where I used to be heard. That's coming up, I hope, in the next month or so. Okay, an email which came in a little while ago from Terry Clear, who's based up in the hills behind Malaga in Spain. I met Terry at the Mijas Blues Festival last year. Sadly, I don't think Mijas is going to take place this year, but he's putting a festival on in the hills behind Malaga at Corrine, and one of the headlining is Richard Ray Farrell out of Philadelphia. Here is Richard Ray Farrell out of his album from a couple of years ago called Bohemian Life, and it's called A Fine Little Number.
Come on, sugar, won't you hang with me? Come on, little girl, won't you hang with me? You got everything that Richard Ray needs. You walked past my house the other day. You walked right past my house the other day. You had on tight blue jeans and my mind went astray. Fine little number, fine little number. You a fine little number, you can count on me. Up my wildest desires, 'cause you a fine little number, a fine little number. You a fine little number, fine little number. You a fine little number, and you can count on me.
Taking place over Easter weekend on April the 11th. It's at the Acoustic Blues Festival taking place in the hills behind Malaga. I would be lovely if I could get there. I was hoping I might be able to make it, but I think once again it's not going to happen. But nevertheless, hopefully we'll have some coverage of the event. That's that guy who's headlining, Richard Ray Farrell out of Philadelphia, and a track from his album Bohemian Life and Fine Little Number. We'll play that for Terry Clear and also for Cliff McKnight, because Cliff really rates Richard Ray Farrell and said that if I get a chance to go out there, I'll thoroughly love it. And Cliff played a track last week on his programme that I also played. I think Cliff said that he'd be the only one that's playing it. Well, you weren't, Cliff, were you? We both played Bullfrog Brand on our shows last week. You can get links to Cliff's programme, Nothing But The Blues, on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B. OK, now to Fontaine Brown. The album is called Tales From The Fence Line. This is a great track called The Fence Line.
Thank you.
lovely? The album is superb. It's called Tales from the Fence Line. His name is Fontaine Brown. He made his first single back in 1962 in Chess Studios in Chicago. He's been around the business a little while, but in good voice and some good lyrics there as well, and that's a track called Fence Line. Again, you'll find links to Fontaine on the Raven and the Blues page. Okay, we're getting close to the end of the programme. Let's now have an album which came out towards the end of last year. Eddie Floyd, of course, of the Soul Stax days back in the 60s. He's still on the scene, and his album, which was very much in the old style, produced by a friend of the programme, Michael Dinallo. The album is called Eddie Loves You So, and here is a track which is called I Don't Want to Be With Nobody But You. We'll be right back. brown voice, good stuff indeed. Eddie Floyd from the album Eddie Loves You So from last year. Just by the Tremolo Twins, that's Michael Donnello and Ducky Carlisle. I don't want to be but nobody but you. I don't, that's one negative. Want to be nobody, two negatives. It should balance out to a positive, I guess. That's almost it for The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and also on Skybird Radio and, of course, as an MP3 file. I've had a good week this week. Listen to lots of the other blues podcasts. There are some great blues music out there on podcasts. The list of them on the Raven and the Blues page. But I was travelling this weekend, so I heard Cliff's Nothing But the Blues. I heard wild Austin riffs from a couple of weeks ago and a great Roadhouse from Tony. The only one I missed this week was Beardo and Spinner's Bandana Blues, but they're coming up, I think, tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. Well, I'll be listening to there. If you want to drop me a line, it's very simple. It's dave@raven.dj. Website is raven.dj/R&B, and there you'll find links to everybody and a chance to hear the shows going back some almost 4 years now. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining me for this week's Raven in the Blues, and I hope you can join me for something similar in 7 days' time. Let's close with a track from the album which came out a couple of years ago called Australian Contemporary Blues. It's Sean Hale with I've Got Joy in My Soul. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I can join my soul.